Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
A federal court of appeals rules in favor of our Kentucky church. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. Well, this was an amazing Saturday afternoon, Holly, because we got word from the Court of Appeals that we just won a 3-0 decision at the Court of Appeals on a Saturday afternoon.
Yeah.
This was a unanimous decision in our favor in which they really took to task the Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear for his March 19 and 25 orders against church services, in which they actually targeted our client, Maryvale Baptist Church, and its pastor, Dr. Jack Roberts.
I would imagine it's probably kind of unusual to get three judges to agree on something too, isn't it?
I know. Well, we filed our request for an emergency injunction pending appeal. Here's what happened. We filed the case in the district court, the federal district court in Kentucky, and that court denied us on a Saturday night the week before, about almost 10 days before or so. Denied it. So we ended up appealing, and then we asked the Court of Appeals for a very unusual emergency injunction pending appeal. Those are very, very difficult to get, to have an emergency injunction by a Court of Appeals pending the appeal. We filed that very late on Thursday night, and they didn't get it, of course, until they came to work on Friday morning. Well, by Saturday afternoon, we had an amazing opinion issued, a unanimous decision in our favor. And this was just this is the first federal court of appeals decision in the country anywhere regarding these restrictions against churches. And it literally tracks everything that we have been saying. Right. Additionally, Holly, the Kentucky Attorney General actually filed a brief in our behalf. A.G. Cameron filed a brief supporting our position and against the governor of his own state.
Right. That's amazing. Of course, and this all has to do with the two orders that Governor Beshear put out regarding the whole coronavirus, prohibiting all religious services while he allowed other secular operations
to go on. And the orders clearly say that all religious services, all religious gatherings are banned.
Right.
Now, Beshear at one time after the lawsuit, he came out and said, well, but parking lot services are okay. Well, that's not what the order says.
Right.
And let's look at what you actually did, Governor. What did he do? On Thursday and then Good Friday, he actually threatened that anyone who drives to a church and they park in a parking lot, that they will be targeted for criminal violations and quarantine. And they'll get notices from the police officers who will give the notices to each one of these vehicles and attendees.
Only in the church parking lots this happens.
Only in the church parking lots. And so the mayor of Louisville also made a similar threat, and he was going to carry out the governor's directive. So on Saturday of that week, between Good Friday and Easter, a federal court actually ruled against the mayor of Louisville on behalf of On Fire Christian Center Church. They wanted to have a parking lot service, and that court said, you can't block that. That's a violation of the First Amendment. It's unequal treatment because you don't do that to other secular gatherings.
Right.
But the governor went ahead and did it anyway on Easter against Maryvale Baptist Church.
Of course, granted, down the street you've got regular businesses operating as usual, parking lots full of cars, not a single notice was
not
placed on any
notice.
Of those cars.
And so they targeted Maryvale Baptist Church, and two state troopers came, and they put the notices of quarantine on each one of these vehicles, including those people who were inside their vehicle for the parking lot service. Now, there were a small number inside, but the officers never went inside. Just because your car was in the parking lot, even if you were in the car for the parking lot service, which was being broadcast on speakers outside, you got targeted.
Plus, they scared away some of the people that wanted to stay for a parking lot service.
Exactly. When they came, they wanted to stay for parking lot service. They saw the officers doing all these notices, and they drove off.
Even the media cars got notices.
Even the media cars
that parked there,
and they were outside covering the story, they also got notices.
Yeah.
Anybody who was in the parking lot.
Unbelievable. But, you know, Matt, this Court of Appeals, I mean, they even quoted scripture.
They did.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, quoting scripture, the Court of Appeals noted that Kentucky cannot dictate to all congregants simply that they simply become spectators of online services. It says this, quote, sure, the church might use Zoom services or the like, but who is to say that every member of the congregation has access to the necessary technology to make that work?
Very true.
Or to say that every member of the congregation must see it as an adequate substitute for what it means when two or three gather in my name, Matthew 18:20. This is from the Federal Court of Appeals. It's beautiful.
And so at the heart of what worship is all about, it's not always just going online. It's being in among each other, fellowshipping, allowing the church to be a lighthouse.
And here's what they also did. They looked at all the exceptions and all the secular gatherings that were allowed, and the Court of Appeals continued. It says this, quote, assuming all of the same precautions are taken, why is it safe to wait in a car for a liquor store to open, but dangerous to wait in a car to hear morning prayers? Why can someone safely walk down a grocery store aisle, but not a pew? And why can someone safely interact with a brave delivery woman, but not with a stoic minister? I love that part.
Yeah.
The Commonwealth has no good answers. While the law may take periodic naps during a pandemic, we will not let it sleep through one. I mean, that's
powerful. You should say that one more time.
I mean, it's so good. While the law may take periodic naps during a pandemic, we will not let it sleep through one. I mean, that's a powerful statement. And it also says, keep in mind that the church and Dr. Roberts do not seek to insulate themselves from the Commonwealth's general public health guidelines. They simply wish to incorporate them into their worship services. And it's just amazing. It is a great decision. And that's exactly on the inside what they wanted to do, what they've always been proposing to do. Look, we will do greater than the 6 feet social distancing. And the court clearly got right to the issue.
You know what? I love this one, though, too. The breadth of the ban on religious services, together with a haven for numerous secular exceptions, should give pause to anyone who prizes religious freedom. But it's not always easy to decide what is Caesar's and what is God's. And that is assuredly true in the context of a pandemic.
Yeah, it's very
powerful.
Very, very good.
Powerful.
And it goes on to say orders prohibiting religious gatherings enforced by police officers telling congregants they violated a criminal law and by officers taking down license plate numbers amount to a significant burden on worship gatherings. The breadth of the ban on religious services, together with a haven for numerous secular exceptions, should give pause to anyone who prizes religious freedom. I mean, that's just a powerful statement. We were so happy to see this.
Absolutely.
And they got right to the issue. And here's the issue. And this is, you know, we've been saying this. We haven't changed our messaging one word or bit. From the very beginning, we said these are blatant violations of inalienable rights given to us by God and the First Amendment, the Constitution. Now, I know we had pushback. Some people says, now it's not the time to assert rights. It's the time to stay home and not get other people sick. Look, the Constitution doesn't have a pause button.
Right.
As they say, we're not going to let it sleep through a pandemic.
We don't hand over our religious freedom like
it's
candy.
You don't hand it over. And once you start doing that, well, okay, we'll drop down to 250. No, I mean 100. Oh, I'm sorry. It's 50 now. Excuse me. We just changed it. It's to 10. In some cases, it's zero. Once they start going down that road and you say, well, you can limit us to 250 or 100 or 50 or 10 or zero, there's no end in sight. And look, all of these other places, and we all know, these Walmarts, Home Depots, Kmarts, it's like Christmas for a couple of months. And in fact, if you talk to people that work there, it's like the Christmas season in terms of how busy it is. Mm-hmm. They're packed. I've never seen one of these stores, even early on a Sunday morning, without the parking lots packed, full of cars. And yet they're allowed to meet. And then why is this automatic rush to judgment? Churches can't have the same opportunity, even though they go beyond these secular gatherings to ensure hygiene and social distancing. It makes no constitutional sense. That unequal treatment is wrong. And that is clearly why we're seeing this court go the way it did, the Attorney General of Kentucky siding with us as well, and even the United States Department of Justice in another case in which they filed their statement of interest. So we are very pleased about this particular ruling. For more information, visit our website, lc.org, lc.org. Pray for us because we are absolutely inundated, working in about 40 states with pastors and churches that are under these unconstitutional, burdensome orders, including threats of arrest. Pray for the church. Pray for the pastors. Pray for our legal team. Visit lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. The website again, lc.org.